亲爱的父，我们一同要俯伏在你的面前，正如同你的仆人约书亚在那里敬拜的时候说：我主有什么话吩咐仆人？求你今天晚上借着你的话向我们的心讲话，奉主耶稣的名。以色列的百姓在神的恩典之中已经进入了迦南地。
By the grace of God, the people of Israel have entered Canaan.
就要开始第一个重要的战争了。
And they are going to start their first important battle.
要去征服耶利哥城。
To conquer Jericho.
这工作非常重要。
This work is very important.
因为这个工作就会决定以色列百姓前面的道路。
Because this work will determine the future path of the people of Israel.
以色列的百姓不是有经验作战的人。
The Israelites were not hardened in battle.
他们在埃及的时候没有受过特别的训练。
They have no special training in Egypt.
在旷野出生的人也没有受过特别的训练。
Those that are born in the wilderness did not have any special training.
现在面对着这么强大的敌人，他们怎么能够去打仗？
Now they are facing such strong enemies. How are they going to fight?
所以这次的战争非常重要。
So this battle is very important.
但是在神的眼中啊。
But in the eyes of God,
面对的战争不是重要事情。
The battle that they are facing is not the important thing.
敌人多么强大，那个不是重要的事情。
No matter how strong the enemy is, it is not important.
工作多么重，多么多，那个不是重要的事情。
How difficult and numerous is the work is not important.
神所最关心的是那些个他能够使用的人。
God's attention is on the people that he can use.
以色列的百姓面对着亚述的军队或者亚兰的军队。
When the Israelites were facing the armies of Assyria or Ammon,
在人看来他们没办法抵挡得了。
According to man, they cannot fight.
但是神可以差遣天使天军替他们作战。
But God can send heavenly armies to fight for them.
照样征服耶利哥也是如此。
In the same way, the battle to conquer Jericho.
征服整个迦南地都是如此。
In order to conquer Canaan, it is the same.
如果神要愿意的话，神可以差遣天使天军来作战。
If God is willing, he can send his heavenly armies to fight.
所以在神的面前，不是说那个工作多么重要。
So before the Lord, it is not how important is the work.
重要的是那些个能够给神使用的人。
The important thing is the people that can be used by God.
神永远关心属他的人比关心他的工作更多。
God forever pays more importance on the people that belongs to him than to his own work.
他的仆人，他的使女，
his children,
或者是任何的属主的人，
or any people that belong to God.
神关心这些个人在主面前的那个态度。
God lay more importance on their attitude towards the Lord.
他们能不能够在神的手里面给神使用？
Can they be chosen and used?
他们在神的手里面能够完成什么工作？
What can they finish in the hands of God?
这个在神的面前重要得多。
This is much more important to the Lord.
所以当百姓预备去向耶利哥作战的时候，
So when the people were getting ready to conquer Jericho,
他没有关心到说怎么样去打败这个城。
Their attention is not paid on how to conquer the city.
他关心的是他的仆人约书亚怎么样。
His attention is on how is his servant Joshua.
他先要来教导，来训练为他使用的人。
Firstly, he wants to teach and train people that he is going to use.
如果他的仆人在他手里边预备好了，
If his servant is ready in his hand,
如果他的仆人在他手里边可以给他使用了，
If his servant in his hand can be used by him,
神能够借着他的仆人做重要的工作。
And God can use his servant to do important things.
最终到底这个工作是谁的呢？
Finally and lastly, ultimately, whose work it is?
是我做的呀，还是神做的？
Is it I'm doing it or is it God doing it?
是我们的教会做的呀，还是神做的？
Is it our church doing it or is God doing it?
是我们的团体做的呀，还是神做的？
Is it our organization doing it, or is it God's doing?
如果我们把它看成了是我们做的，
if we look at it as something that we do,
那我们把这个重点放在我们的工作上面，
and we shift the emphasis on our work.
但是在神面前不是如此，
but in front of God, it is not the same.
是神自己在做工作，
it is the Lord Himself that does the work.
因此，他所要使用的人必须是那些个合乎他使用的人，
so that people that can be used by Him must be those that is fitting to his condition.
所以今天我们要看一看神在这里怎么样训练约书亚这个人。
So today we want to look at this passage and see how God trained Joshua.
然后我们看一看神要怎么样借着约书亚来做他的工作。
And then we'll see how God used Joshua to finish his work.
已经预备好要打仗了。
They're ready for the battle.
以色列的军队把耶利哥城围起来了。
The army of Israel is surrounding the city of Jericho.
一天的晚上，约书亚到军营里边去巡视。
And then one night, Joshua went about the camps.
到里边看见一个异象。
And he saw a vision.
看见有一个人手里边有拔出来的刀。
He saw a man with a drawn sword.
在前线上面。
This is somebody at the front line.
你拿着一把拔出来的刀。
With a drawn sword in his hand.
所以约书亚看见了，他问他一个很合理的问题啊。
So when Joshua saw him, he asked him a very reasonable question.
他说：“你是帮助我们的，你是帮助我们敌人的呢？”
He said, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?"
拿着兵器到前线来，当然你是为打仗了。
If you are having some arms at the front line, you must be for the battle.
而两个军队在打仗，你不是帮这边，就是帮另外一边。
When two armies are in battle, you must be either on this side or on the other side.
所以约书亚问的问题很合理。
Therefore, Joshua's question was very reasonable.
你是帮助我们的，是帮助我们敌人的呢？
Are you for us or for our adversaries?
但是这一位呢，等一下我们会看见，就是耶和华自己，他的回答好像很不合理。
And then this one, we'll see later that it is God himself. His answer is very unreasonable.
他回答说不是的。
His answer is no.
你如果看我们那个标点呢，那不是的后边是个句点呢。
If you look at the punctuation, there's a stop after no.
他说不是的。
He said no.
你是帮助我们，是帮助我们敌人呢？
With a question, are you for us or for our adversaries?
我也不是帮助你们，也不是帮助敌人。
I'm not for you or for your adversaries.
那么你拿刀到前线来，你又不帮我们，又不帮我们敌人，那么你做什么呢？
You have a drawn knife at the front line, and you're not for us, and you're not for them. What are you doing here?
所以表面人看起来这个回答好像很不合理。
So on the surface, this is very unreasonable answer.
但是下边耶和华对约书亚说
，But later, God, the Lord said to Joshua,
我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come.
这一句话约书亚就明白了。
With just this simple sentence, Joshua understands.
整个这个问题的关键就在这句话上面。
The key point of this question is just on this line.
我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
I come to be the commander of the Lord's army.
我如果把这句话把它稍微改一改，把它稍微解释一下，可以这么样来翻译。
If we try to explain this and in another way, we can translate it this way.
约书亚对耶和华说
Joshua was saying to the Lord,
我是以色列军队的元帅。
I am the commander of the Israelites army.
现在我要带领百姓去攻打耶利哥。
I'm going to lead the army to conquer Jericho.
我要发命令。
I am going to give the orders.
我要做主。
I am the Lord.
你如果要来参加我们的战争
If you want to join our battle,
你需要来帮助我，因为我是元帅。
You have to help me because I am the general.
你需要服在我的下边。
You have to be under me.
你要听我的吩咐。
You have to listen to my commands.
你要帮助我，做我帮助我的人。
You're going to help me, somebody who helps.
但是耶和华说不是如此。
But the Lord said no.
你不是耶和华军队的元帅。
You are not the commander of the Lord's army.
你不是在百姓中间做主的人。
You are not the one who is Lord in among the people.
你不是要发命令。
You are not the one who is going to give orders.
现在我来了。
Now that I have come,
我要做军队的元帅。
I am going to be the commander of the army.
我要在你的军队中发命令。
I am the one who is going to give orders in the army.
我要在你的军队中做主。
I am going to be the lord in your army.
过去你是军队的元帅。
In the past, you were the commander.
现在我来了。
But now I have come.
你要把你军队元帅的这个主权交在我的手里边。
You have to hand over the command to me.
你让我来做主。
And let me be the lord.
不是让我来帮助你。
And it is not that I have come to help you.
耶和华对约书亚说，你要来顺服在我的权柄之下。
And the Lord was saying to Joshua, you have to be to submit to my authority.
你要把整个的主权交在我的手里面。
You have to hand over your lordship to me.
让我来做主。
And let me be the Lord.
让我来掌管。
So that I'll be in command.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我们这么样解释，不是说把太多的话加在这个意思里面去了。
When we explain it like this, we are not adding a lot of words into its original meaning. Because if you look at the Bible, what did it say? As soon as the Lord said this, I come as the commander of the Lord's army. Joshua understand immediately. And the Bible said he fell on his face to the earth and worshipped. And said to him, what does my Lord bid his servant? He understand the meaning of this word. Immediately he submitted to the Lord completely. This is also the Lord's demand on us today. He wants to be the commander in our life. In the past, we can live according to our own will. Even though we have believed on Jesus, but we feel that the Lord has given us the power. I can be the Lord in my own life. And I can have command over my own life. I can work and live as I like it. But today the Lord is looking for some people. Looking for some people that he can use in this turbulent age. Looking for some people who are willing to give the Lordship in their own life completely to the Lord. This is the most difficult thing we have to deal with in our life. If we have to submit to God in just one aspect of our life, maybe in just one aspect of our work, this is a little bit easier.
比如说我一个礼拜拿出一天来完全为主工作。
For example, if I take one day off a week to work for the Lord completely,
礼拜天从清早到夜晚我在教会里面侍奉。
On Sundays, from the morning till night, I serve in the church.
或者两天。
After maybe one or two days.
也许礼拜六礼拜天整天做神的工作。
Maybe Saturday and Sunday, I did the Lord's work all day.
或者也许更多一点,
or maybe a little bit more still.
礼拜三的晚上我也来,
even on Wednesday night, I also
或者别的天我还来,
or other days, I still come to the church.
为这样的生命我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord for this kind of life.
但是我觉得这么样做比较容易,
but I feel this is still easier.
因为我如果在一个礼拜里边把一天、两天或者三天奉献给主了,
if we use one day, two day, or three days in our week to give to the Lord,
那么其他的四天或者五天或者六天是属于我的。
And then the other 4 days, 5 days, or 6 days belongs to me.
我可以按照我自己的意思来使用。
And I can use according to my own will.
但是主的要求不是你把一天、两天、三天奉献出来。
But the Lord's demand is not that you only give up 1 day, 2 day, or 3 days.
乃是一个礼拜七天，每天都让主耶稣做主。
It is that in the 7 days of the week, you let him be the Lord every day.
你有一方面的恩赐，你把奉献给主。
You have a gift in one aspect, you give that to the Lord.
为这个我们感谢主。
We thank God for this.
你有音乐的恩赐。
You have the gift of music.
把这个拿出来奉献给主。
You give this to the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that.
但是主对我们的要求还不只是这样。
But the Lord's demand is more.
你把音乐的恩赐奉献给主了, 你其他方面的生活怎么样啊?
You give your gift of music to the Lord, but what about the other aspects of your life?
主的要求是你把生活的每一方面都交在主的手里边。
The Lord's demand is that you give every aspect of your life into his hands.
你有金钱，你愿意把金钱拿出来奉献给主，我们感谢主。
You have money, you're willing to take your money to offer to the Lord. We thank God for that.
有人把十分之一拿出来奉献给主。
Some of us tithe 1/10.
最近我听说有一个教会有50多个家庭的教会，只有一个牧师，教会经济有困难。
Yesterday I heard about a church with 50-odd families. There's only one pastor in the church, and the church has finance problems.
50个家庭, 如果都肯拿出十分之一来奉献，不能够供给一个教会的需要。
Would 50 families, if they each take one-tenth of the income for the church work, then would not be enough for the work of the church?
如果有人肯拿出十分之一奉献来奉献，为这样的生命感谢主。
If somebody tithes one-tenth, we thank God for this kind of life.
有的人拿出不止十分之一来。
Some people give more than one-tenth.
香港我知道有一个弟兄，他平均拿出来40%他的收入奉献给主。
In Hong Kong, I know a brother who on the average gives 40% of his income to the Lord.
为这样的生命我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord for this.
但是我觉得这个还不是主的要求。
But I feel this still is not the Lord's demand.
就算我把40%拿出来奉献给主了。
Even if I give 40% to the Lord.
其他的60%是属于我的。
And then the other 60% belongs to me.
我可以随便怎么用。
I can use as I like it.
我可以随便去买什么东西。
I can buy anything I want.
那是属于我的。
That belongs to me.
但是主对我们的要求是说，你的每一分钱都应该是属于主的。
But the Lord's demand is every cent of yours belongs to me.
完全把生命的主权奉献在主的手里面。
To hand over the lordship of our life completely to God.
你把你生命的某一部分拿出来奉献给主，这个容易。
It is easy to give just one aspect of your life to the Lord.
但是把你整个的人、你的意志、你的思想、你的计划完全奉献在主的面前。
But to give your complete self, your mind, your will, your plans to the Lord.
这个不是一件容易的事情。
This is not an easy thing.
我觉得很多时候我们就在这个地方看错了方向。
I feel that very often we have made a mistake in this aspect.
在很多的事情上面，我们可以说很认真的来追求顺服。
In many aspects, we can really honestly to seek for obedience.
有些的罪我可以很严格的对付。
There are some sins which we can deal with quite severely.
但是另外有些方面呢，我可以看得很随便。
But there are other aspects which I would look on lightly.
我听说在我们这里这些个，叫什么弟子叫什么舍监呢？他们在祷告的时候发生了很大困难。
I heard that.
这里的开会的弟子
I heard that the deans, while they were having their meetings, they have a great problem.
有的时候半夜看一去看那个宿舍床上人不见了。
When they go to visit the dorm, they find that there's nobody in bed.
或者明明已经过了睡觉的时候了，很多人还在外边做别的事情。
Or maybe it's obviously past that time, but there are a lot of people still outside doing other things.
你如果叫这些人 你叫他去说谎话说骗人去骗人他绝对不肯。
If you tell these people to go and tell lies, they would not do it.
但是他就把这样的一种不诚实的事情看成不要紧了。
But they looked upon this kind of dishonesty as unimportant.
我在生活的某一方面可以顺服。
In one aspect of my life, I can be obedient.
但是另外一方面那是属于我的我有权来做主。
But in the other aspect, I am the Lord, and I haveMy own choice.
如果我要不肯把我整个的生命放在主的手里边
，If we are unwilling to give our whole life into the hands of the Lord，
那我还是按照我自己的意思生活，按照我自己的意思工作。
Then we are still living according to our own will, according to our own will.
我的生命没有法子能够给主使用。
Our life cannot be used by God.
约书亚明白了这件事情啊。
Joshua understand.
耶和华对他说：“我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。”
The Lord came and Jehovah said.I come to be the commander of the army of the Lord.
约书亚就俯伏在地下拜。
And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped.
他说我主有什么话吩咐仆人。
He said, what does my Lord bid his servant?
他这样一问主呢主就给他一个命令。
As soon as he asked this question, the Lord gave him a command.
耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说。
And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua,
把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
Put off your shoes from your feet.
因为你所站的地方是圣的。
For the place where you stand is holy.
主给他的吩咐只有一件事情。
The Lord only gave him one command.
把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
Take off your shoes.
不但约书亚是如此。
Not only Joshua did this.
圣经上有几个神所要使用的人都得到同一个命令。
There are a few great men who have been used by God received the same command.
站在神的面前把你的脚上的鞋脱下来。
When you stand before God, you have to take off your shoes.
我觉得这句话有两方面的意义啊。
I think this sentence has two other meanings.
在神所使用的人身上这是不可少的条件。
In men that can be used by God, it is a necessary condition.
把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
Take off your shoes.
那么把脚上的鞋脱下来什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of taking off your shoes?
头一方面的意思。
The first meaning,
脱下脚上的鞋是要彻底的洁净自己的意思。
To take off your shoes means to purify yourself completely.
因为下面说了，你所站的地方是圣的。
Because it went on to say, the place where you stand is holy.
你站在一个圣洁的地方，必须要你把你脚上的污秽把它除掉。
When you are standing in a holy place, you have to take away the dirt on your feet.
所以我们特别要思想一下主耶稣给我们留下的一个榜样。
Here we have to meditate specially on the example that the Lord Jesus gave us.
前天早晨我们已经听到一点关于这方面的思想。
In the morning, we have heard a bit about this aspect.
主耶稣在要离开门徒的时候，他教导门徒学功课。
Before Jesus left his disciples, he teach them a lesson.
他给他们洗脚。
He washed their feet.
我们记得他一个一个给门徒洗脚的时候
We remember that when he washed their feet one by one
耶稣来到了彼得的脚前
And Jesus came to Peter
彼得说、哎、这个不可以啊
And Peter said no no no
他知道老师给学生洗脚是不应当的
He knows that it is not right for the teacher to wash the feet
你绝对不可以给我洗脚
You absolutely know
但是主耶稣说如果我要不给你洗脚你在我里边就没有份了
But Jesus said if you don't let me wash your feet then you have no part of me
耶稣，这彼得这他一听这个，他说：“啊，那么样不单脚了，连头连手全身都要洗过了。”
And as soon as Peter heard this, he said, "Then it is not only the feet. Maybe I should wash my head and my hands and all my body too."
然后主耶稣对他说
：“And then Jesus said,
洗过澡的人只要把脚一洗，他的全身就洁净了。
Those who have taken baths, as soon as their feet is washed, they are clean."
那这句话很有时候很引起很多没有必要的。特别的解释来
These words always sometimes raise up very unnecessary explanations
这个实际上是指着当时罗马人社会的一种生活风俗
This actually points out to a certain habit in those times
那时候人家的设备不像我们现在设备这么好
At that time they don't have as good equipment as we have today
或者一个房里边或者家里边自己有自己的我们说冲凉房
Like we have bathrooms in every house.
那时候人没有。
At that time, they don't have it.
人需要洗澡的时候，他们要到一种公共浴室去洗澡。
At that time, when people want to take a bath, they have to go to a public bath.
今天在考古学上发现还有很多这种浴室的遗迹。
Today in archaeology, we still find a lot of the remnants of these bathrooms.
你到那里去洗澡了。
And you go to the public bathhouse.
洗完澡了，你要回家。
After you take your bath, you come back home.
因为当时那个路也不像我们这里路这么好。
And the roads at the time were not as good as we have today.
都是土的道路。
It is only paved dirt.
他们那时候穿的鞋跟我们穿的鞋也不一样。
And the shoes they wear is different from ours.
那时候的鞋都是脚底下有一块底，然后用几条绳把它绑在脚上。
At that time, the shoes only have a bottom and with a few pieces of string tying on the top.
你可以想象一个人在公众浴室洗完澡了，他走路回家的时候，脚上会沾染很多污秽。
You can imagine, after he took a bath in the public bathhouse, and then he walked home, his feet will catch a lot of dust.
所以每个人回到家的时候一定要先洗脚。
Therefore, everybody who goes back home have to wash their feet first.
你如果到那个浴室里面去洗过澡了。
If you have washed yourself at the bath place.
你走回家去把脚一洗你的全身就干净了。
When you are home, you only have to wash your feet, and then you are completely clean.
这里主耶稣讲的是一个象征的话语。讲的象征的
And here Jesus is using symbolic words
象征着我们属灵生命的经验
Symbolic of our spiritual experience
当你相信主耶稣的时候
As soon as you believe on Jesus
你的罪在主的面前已经完全得到洁净了
And your sin is completely cleansed
十字架的宝血能够洁净我们一切的罪
The blood from the cross can cleanse all our sins
所以一个人一相信主耶稣他过去的罪完全得到洁净了
So as soon as somebody believed in Jesus, all his sins in the past were forgiven.
但是他得到洁净以后
But after he was clean,
还要继续在地上生活
He still had to live on this earth.
当他走这个地上人生的道路的时候
When he walked this path of life on this earth,
他在生活中会经常沾染很多污秽
In his life, he may pick up a lot of dirt on his way.
看到一些个不应当看的事情
He may see something he should not see.
引起来脑子里面有些个不应当有的思想
and raise up evil thoughts in his mind
生命得了污秽
and the life becomes dirty
听到不应当听的事情
and he hears something which he should not hear
让他的心灵得到了污秽
so that his heart becomes filthy.
讲出来不应当讲的话。
He speaks something which he should not speak.
叫他的生命得了污秽。
And his life becomes filthy.
做出来不应当做的事情。
He has done something he should not do.
叫他的生命得了污秽。
And his life becomes filthy.
如果我们在生命中经常沾染这么多的污秽。
If in our lives we always catch this kind of dirt and filth.
那我们要怎么办呢？
Then what should we do?
经常到主的面前来做洗脚的工作。
We should come very often before the Lord to wash our feet.
除掉你脚上的污秽。
To take away the dirt on our feet.
把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
And take off our shoes.
因为你所站的地方是圣的。
Because the place that you stand is holy.
我们必须要经常过一个洁净自己的生活。
We must live a life which has continued cleansing in it.
在提摩太书里边，使徒保罗劝勉他的年轻的同工说
：“In Timothy, the Apostle Paul, encouraged his young colleague.
他说你要成为圣洁。
He said you have to become holy,
然后才能够合乎主的使用。
And then you can be used by Lord.
一个污秽的器皿，主不能够使用。
A dirty vessel, the Lord cannot use.
我们必须要经常在主面前有一个洁净自己的生活。
We must have.A continued cleansing in our life before the Lord.
无论在什么时候，不论在什么地方
，does not matter where or when.
我们知道了，我们生活中有污秽了。
As soon as we know we have dirt in our life,
在主面前即刻求洁净。
Immediately we should ask for cleansing before the Lord.
有的时候，我们不一定说等到晚上睡觉的时候再在主面前认罪。
Sometimes maybe we should not wait until at night when we go to bed, then we admit our guilt to the Lord.
无论什么时候，你知道自己错了，即刻在主面前承认。
As soon as you know that you are wrong, then you can confess to the Lord immediately.
在主面前有一个经常洁净自己的经验。
We should have this continuing cleansing in our experience before the Lord.
这么样的洁净，有的时候也许十分不容易。
This cleansing may be very difficult.
在人面前承认自己错了
To admit the confess of our sins before other people
在主的面前承认自己错了
To confess the Lord that we have sinned
在自己的亲爱的人中间或者家里面承认自己错了
To confess before our beloved ones or our family that we have made a mistake
十分不容易的一件事情啊
It is a very difficult thing
在主的面前承认有时候还容易
Sometimes it is easier to confess before the Lord.
可是在人的面前承认。
But before other people.
而且在自己所熟悉的人面前承认。
And to confess before people we know well.
有时候非常不容易啊。
Sometimes this is very difficult.
我自己有过这样的经验。
I have this experience.
我的女儿十三岁。
When my daughter was 13,
我做了一件事情，一个态度对她很不好。
I did something. My attitude was very bad to her.
那时候很多问题在心里边，和那个脾气很急的时候。
At that time, there were a lot of questions in my heart, and my temper was not very good.
讲了不应当讲的话。
And I said something which I should not say.
当然，她不敢跟我驳嘴，不敢顶嘴。
Of course, she did not answer back.
但是我的心里边一直没有平安。
But there's no peace in my heart.
恐怕那个，在我觉得呢，是我生活里边最难的一件事情。
Maybe I feel that that is the most difficult in my life.
向我自己的小孩子承认我错了。
To confess to my child that I was mistaken.
但是如果我们没有这么一个承认的心，我们的生命在主面前不能得洁净。
But unless we have this mind of confession, we cannot be cleansed before the Lord.
你不能得洁净，主不能使用你。
If you are not cleansed, the Lord cannot use you.
成为圣洁才能合乎主用。
To become holy, fit for the Lord's use.
把你脚上的鞋除下来。
Take off your shoes.
把你生活的污秽把它除掉。
Take off the filth in your life.
然后除掉脚上的鞋，我觉得另外有一方面的意思。
And then taking off the shoes has another meaning.
在犹太人的生活里边，鞋是代表权柄。
In the Jewish life, shoes means power.
自己的主权
Our own lordship
在诗篇里有几处的经文有些个很特别的话语
In the Psalms there are some verses which seems very unusual
等读到这样圣经的时候有没有一些个觉得很难明白的思想
I don't know whether when you read these portions you find it very difficult to understand
有几个地方那里说那个诗人说代表神说我要向以东抛鞋
In a few placesThe poet representing God said, I'm going to throw my shoes at Edom.
往以东抛鞋什么意思
What is the meaning of throwing shoes at Edom?
好像很难明白
It seems to be very difficult to understand.
鞋代表主权
The shoes represent lordship.
向以东抛鞋，意思就是说我的主权要伸到以东那个地方去。
Throwing my shoes to Edom means my lordship is going to extend over Edom.
我们可以再举个例。
We'll give you another example.
路德记记载了一个很美的故事。
In Ruth, it is recorded a very beautiful story.
我们记得路德和拿俄米从摩押地方回来。
We remember that Ruth and Naomi came back from the land of Moab.
因为离开一段时间，所以她的产业已经落在别人的手里面了。
Because they have left for some time, their property is in other people's hands.
等到回来以后，他们想把自己的产业得回来。
When they come back, they want to get back their own property.
按照犹太人的规矩呢，他们自己最近的亲属有权把这个地给他赎回来。
According to the Jewish tradition, only their closest relative have the authority to redeem this land.
所以他们就找到他们最近的亲属，叫做波阿斯。
So they find somebody who's very close to them. His name is Boaz.
那么就告诉问，就向波阿斯请求这件事情，波阿斯就很同情他们。
And they asked Boaz to do it for them, and Boaz was sympathetic.
波阿斯说：“我愿意为你做。”
And he said, "I'm willing to do it for you."
他说：“不过我现在不能做。”
But I cannot do it now.
因为有一个人呢，和你们的关系比我更近。
Because there's somebody whose relationship to you is closer than I am.
他是你们更近的亲属。
He is the closest relative to you.
他有权先来替你们赎这个地。
He has the authority to redeem this land for you.
他要不做，我才有权来做。
If you don't do it, then I can do it.
所以有一天，你记得波阿斯坐在城门口。
So you remember one day Boaz sat at the city gate.
有那个他讲那个最近的亲属刚好从这地方路过。
And this closer relative that he was talking about was just passing through.
波阿斯就把他叫过来对他说。
And Boaz asked him to come and said.
你知道我们的亲戚路德从拿俄米回来了。
You know that our relatives Ruth and Naomi have come back.
他们的地失掉了。
They have lost their land.
你是他们最近的亲属。
You are their closest relative.
现在你有权替他们把地赎回来。
Now you have the authority to redeem the land for them.
你愿意不愿意做呢？
Are you willing to do it?
啊，那个人说我愿意做呀。
And that man said, I'm willing.
啊，波阿斯说，如果你要做呢，你也需要娶路德为妻。
Boaz then said, if you want to do this, you also have to take Ruth as your wife.
啊，他说这个不可以了。
He said, oh, this is not, I don't want to do this.
因为如果路德我要娶路德为妻呢，将来会影响我自己的产业的权柄。
Because if I take Ruth as my wife, it will influence the future of my property.
那么波阿斯就问他说，你既然不愿意做，你愿意把这个权柄把它放下吗？
And then Boaz said, if you are unwilling to do it, are you willing to lay down the authority for this?
他说我愿意。
He said, I'm willing.
波阿斯说，你要在众人面前做见证。
Boaz said, you have to be a testimony in front of all these people.
如果有空，你自己去读一读路德记第四章记载这件事情。
If you have time, I want you to read Ruth chapter 4 about this.
怎么样做见证呢？
How did he make his testimony?
波阿斯叫他在众人面前把自己的鞋脱下来。
Boaz told him to take off his shoes in front of all the people.
意思就是说你脱下鞋来，表明你把你自己的主权把它放弃了。
When he take off his shoes, he means that he's giving up his own lordship.
那么波阿斯就有权来替路德赎这个地了。
And then Boaz has the authority to redeem the land for Ruth.
鞋代表他的主权。
Shoes represent the lordship.
你要把鞋脱下来。
You have to take off your shoes.
把你的主权把它救出来。
To give up your lordship.
从此以后你不再在这件事情有权柄了。
From now on, you have no more authority on this matter.
今天耶和华对约书亚说。
And today, the Lord was saying to Joshua.
把你的主权把它救出来。
To give your lordship over to me.
把你的鞋子把它脱下来。
Put off your shoes from your feet.
表明从此以后你把你生命的主权救出来了。
This represents that from now on you are giving up your lordship.
你把它放在我的手里边。
You are putting your lordship in my hand.
从此以后让我来做主。
From now on I am the Lord.
让我来掌管你的生活。
I will control your life.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
今天在我们的生活上也是如此。
Today it is the same in our life.
主在等待着。
The Lord is waiting.
在等待着寻得一些的人肯把自己的生命完全交在主的手里面。
Waiting and looking for some people who is willing to completely dedicate their life.
不是把生活的一部分。
Not just one aspect of the life.
也不是把一段时间
and not just one period of time
也不是把一种恩赐
and not just one gift
乃是把整个的生命就在主的手里边
but the whole life committed to the Lord
让主自己来掌管你完全的生活
and let the Lord completely control your life
把你的主权放出来
to give up your lordship
在圣经上我们看见神所使用的多少的仆人都要在神面前做定选择
We can see that in the Bible, all the people that have been greatly used by God have to make this choice.
在神的面前做这个决定。
They have to make this choice before the Lord.
使徒保罗被主对付以后。
After the Apostle Paul was dealt with by the Lord.
他把自己的生命交托给主了。
And he gives up his life completely
to the Lord. 我们看见在书信里边保罗最喜欢的一个名字。
We can see that in the epistles that the name that he loves best.
是耶稣基督的仆人。
Is the servant of Jesus Christ.
那里搬到仆人那个字在原来的文字是指着奴隶那种仆人说的。
The word servant in,translated there in the original means slave.
一个奴隶在主人的家里面完全没有主权。
A slave has absolutely no authority in his,master's home.
他如同一个产业如同一个物件一样是属于主人的。
He is like a property, he is like a thing which belongs to the master.
主人叫他做什么他就要做什么。
Whatever the master wants him to do, he has to do.
主人叫他怎么走他就要怎么走。
No matter how the master tells him to walk, he has to walk.
向什么方向去他就向什么方向去。
Which direction, and he has to obey.
但他做的时候也许有的时候他自己另外有一个意思。
Maybe when he's doing it, he has another idea.
他觉得另外一个方法更好。
He feels that another way may be better.
走另外一个方向更有用处。
The other direction is more useful.
但是他不管那些个了。
But that doesn't matter.
他自己没有权来决定自己的行动。
He has no authority to decide his own actions.
他的主权在他主人的手里面。
His lordship is in his master's hand.
照样今天主也在寻找这样的人。
In the same way, the Lord is looking for people like this today.
愿意把生命的主权完全交在主的手里面。
Willing to give up the lordship of their life completely to the Lord.
这里我就想到我读到一个年老的牧师所写的一件事情。
And then I think about an elderly pastor who wrote something.
他讲到有一次他在一个地方讲道的时候。
He talked about once he was preaching in a place.
他讲到对主顺服的道理。
He was talking about obedience to the God.
讲完了的时候呢，他就走下讲台，有一个年轻的姊妹到前面来要和他讲话。
When he finished, he walked down from the platform. A young sister walked up who wanted to talk to him.
他一看这个姊妹的面，他知道他一定有心里有问题。
He looked at her face and know that there's a problem in her heart.
所以他就带这个姊妹回到他的办事处。
So he took the sister back to his office.
就问他你的困难在什么地方
？And asked her where is your difficulty.
这姊妹说他已经清楚知道蒙神的呼召了。
This sister said she clearly understands that she has received the call of God.
她说她也很愿意顺服。
And she is very willing to obey.
愿意做一个海外宣教的工作。
Willing to be a missionary to go overseas.
她说不过呀，这姊妹说我有一个问题。
But I have one question.
我不论到什么地方我都愿意去。
It doesn't matter where I'm willing to go.
不过有一个地方啊我觉得我很难到那个地方去啊。
But there's one place which I feel it is very difficult for me to go.
从小就听过很多关于那个地方的故事。
When I was, from my youth, I've heard a lot of stories about that place.
很怕到那个地方去。
It's a terrible place, I'm afraid.
他说我就觉得对主说我别的地方都可以去只要你不要叫我到那个地方去。
So I tell the Lord, I will go to any other place except that one.
那么这个神的老仆人就打开圣经对这个姊妹解释。
And then this elderly pastor opened his Bible and explained to the sister.
他说你应当现在认清楚在你和主之间那个真正基本的关系是什么。
He said you have really understand what is your real relationship between you and the Lord now.
你不是在和主做买卖啊。
You are not bargaining with the Lord.
你不可以和主讲价钱。
You cannot bargain.
如果你承认耶稣基督做你的主
If you accept Jesus as your Lord,
那你就要把你生命的整个的主权交给他，让他来替你决定。
Then you have to give up your lordship completely to him and let him decide.
如果你仍然觉得有一件事情是主不能够替你决定的
If you feel that there's still one thing which you cannot let God decide for you,
你对主说不可以
And you are saying to God, no,
那你就不要再称主耶稣为主了。
Then you stop calling Jesus Christ your Lord.
这个老牧师讲了这几句话以后呢，他就转脸出去了。
And when he finished saying this elderly pastor left, turned around and left.
留下那个姊妹一个人在办事处。
And leaving the sister in the office.
过了几分钟，他回来在窗口，在那个门上那个玻璃向里面一看。
In a few minutes, he came back and looked through the glass on the door.
看见那个姊妹的肩头在那里抽动。
And he saw that this sister's knees were shaking.
他知道这个姊妹在哭。
He knows that this sister was crying.
他就开开门回去，来到那个姊妹的面前。
So he opened the door, came back in front of the sister.
看见那个姊妹的眼泪滴在她的圣经上面。
And he saw the tears of his sister dropping on his Bible.
但是他的面上却好像充满了荣耀，充满了喜乐一样。
But on his face, on her face, it is full of glory and joy.
心灵里面经过了一个极大的挣扎。
She has experienced a tremendous struggle in her heart.
最终她得到了胜利。
And finally, victory.
愿意把自己完全顺服在神的手里面。
Willing to put herself completely before the Lord.
对主完全的顺服。
Complete submission to the Lord.
需要付上一个代价。
You have to pay a price.
需要经过心里面的挣扎。
Have to experience struggles.
如果要是没有挣扎，没有代价就可以顺服的话。
If without struggle and without paying the cost, we can be obedient.
这个顺服没什么意义。
This obedience is not very meaningful.
不需要我付代价，我就可以完全顺服主。
If I don't have to pay a price to be completely obedient to the God.
那么谁都可以顺服了。
And then everybody can be obedient.
我一方面顺服主，一方面我还可以按照我自己的意思来生活。
I can be obedient to God at the same time and then doing things of my own way.
我一方面顺服主，一方面还可以按照我自己的计划来做事。
I can be obedient to God and do things according to my own plan still.
如果这样的话，谁都可以顺服了。
If it is this way, everybody can be obedient.
这种顺服没有什么意义。
This obedience is not very meaningful.
等到遇见需要付代价的时候，他的顺服就改变了。
When he has to pay a price, his obedience changed.
但是一个人如果认清楚了主的旨意。
But if somebody has clearly recognized God's will,
也认清楚了这条道路所需要付的代价。
And clearly recognize the price that he has to pay on this way.
然后他在主的面前不顾代价，愿意顺服下来。
And then before the Lord, regardless of the price, he's willing to obey.
这个顺服才有意义。
This obedience is meaningful.
我如果单把约书亚摆在你的面前，
If I only put Joshua before you,
我单单把使徒保罗摆在你的面前，
I only talk about the Apostle Paul.
那这个榜样还不够完全。
And then this example is still not complete.
有我们主耶稣自己的榜样。
And we have the example of our Lord Jesus.
约翰福音第十二章那里记载着主耶稣说。
In John chapter 12, it is recorded.
他说父啊，假若可能，求你叫这个杯离开我。
He said, Father, if possible, take this cup away from me.
我心里甚是忧愁。
I'm very sad in my heart.
父啊，我说什么才好呢？
What should I say, Father?
按照人的意思来说，
According to man's meaning,
主耶稣面对着十字架，
Jesus was facing the cross.
按照自己的意思，他不愿意走上十字架呀。
According to his own idea, he does not want to go up to the cross.
他知道走上十字架的意义。
He understands clearly the meaning of going up on the cross.
他知道在十字架上肉体的痛苦。
He understands the pain and suffering on the cross.
他知道被人弃绝、被人讥笑的那种味道。
He understands the feeling of being totally forsaken.
最重要的，他知道在十字架上被神弃绝的那个痛苦。
And the most important thing is that he understands the suffering of being totally forsaken by God.
所以按照他的人性来说，
So according to his human nature,
他不愿意走上十字架。
He's unwilling to go up to the cross.
我心里甚是忧愁啊。
My heart is very sad.
父啊，假若可能，求你叫这个杯离开我。
Father, if it's possible, take away this cup from me.
那是另外一方面。
But on the other hand.
他知道他来到这个世界是为了一个使命。
He knows that he comes to the world.
有两条道路。
In front of him, there seems to be two pathways.
他可以按照自己的意思。
He can go according to his own will.
选择不走上十字架的那条道路。
And choose not to go up to the cross.
不要付上这个代价。
So that he don't have to pay the price.
不要忍受这个痛苦。
Don't have to suffer.
但是他知道。
But he knows.
如果他要走上这条道路。
If he want to go up this way,
他不能够完成神在他身上的旨意。
He cannot finish the will of God which is on him.
他不能够完成给你我做成的救赎。
He cannot finish the salvation that he has completed for you and me.
另外一条道路。
On the other way.
完成神的旨意。
To complete God.
做成人类的救赎。
To finish the work of salvation.
但是需要走上十字架。
But you have to go up to the cross.
需要付上一个极大的代价。
He has to pay a great price.
主耶稣心灵里面经过了极大的挣扎。
In Jesus' heart is a tremendous struggle.
我们不要以为耶稣顺服是那么容易的事情啊。
We should not think that it is so easy for Jesus to be obedient.
不需要经过挣扎，不需要经过痛苦。
That he don't have to pass through struggles and suffering.
我心里甚是忧愁。
My heart is very sad.
几乎要死。
Almost to the point of
death. 有汗如同血点一样滴在地上。
And sweat came down like drops of blood.
经过了极大的挣扎。
Through tremendous struggles.
但是在挣扎以后
But after the struggle,
他得到了完全的胜利。
He has complete victory.
父啊，只要按你的意思。
Father, according to your will.
不要按着我的意思。
Not according to mine.
真正的顺服永远需要付上一个代价。
Complete the real obedience always have to pay a price.
要经过挣扎。
Goes through struggle.
这样的顺服才有意义。
This kind of obedience is meaningful.
但是只有这么样的顺服
But it is only this kind of obedience.
我们的生命在主的面前才成一个有用处的生命。
And then our life before the Lord can be a useful life.
看一看我们今天所处的一个环境。
Look at the environment we are in today.
看一看我们所居住的城市。
Look at the city that we live in.
我们自己的同胞。
And our own people.
这个国家的人。
And the people in this country.
有多少工作等待着我们去做。
How much work waiting for us to do?
看一看全世界的人。
Look at the world.
我们自己的同胞。
And our own people.
其他所有的人类。
And all the rest of mankind.
有多少工作等待我们去做。
How much work is left for us to do?
今天把我们放在这么一个地位。
Today God has put us in this position.
给我们有这样的权利。
To give us this privilege.
给我们有这样的机会。
And give us the opportunity.
神不是没有目的的。
Does God have a meaning?
神在我们中间在预备。
God is preparing for us.
在寻找。
He's looking.
寻找一些个肯把自己完全顺服在主面前的人。
Seeking for some, for those who are willing to be completely submitted to God.
不是糊里糊涂的。
Not, in,
不明白自己的代价。
Not in confusion. Not knowing the price they have to pay.
清楚知道这条道路的那个代价。
But clearly understands the price he has to pay on this way.
也清楚知道我生命在主面前的那个意义。
And clearly understand the meaning of our life before the Lord.
然后不顾代价。
And then regardless of the price.
不论有多么大代价需要付。
Regardless of how great a price you have to pay.
我愿意我的生命在主的手里边成一个有用的人。
I'm willing to let my life be useful before the Lord.
不论主要我做什么。
It does not matter what the Lord wants us to do.
我愿意把自己顺服在主的手里面。
I'm willing to submit myself in the hands of God.
在这段经文最末了一句话说。
And the last verse in this portion says.
约书亚听见这个话就照着行了。
And Joshua did so.
求神给我们也有这么一个心。
May the Lord give us this heart.
单单听了没有用处。
If you just listen, it is useless.
照着去行。
And he did so.
一个聪明人。
This is the way of a wise man.
听见了主的话，照着去行的人。
Somebody who has listened to the Lord's word and then do.
如同把房屋建造在磐石上面。
Like building a house on the rock.
这个生命是有站立的稳的。
This kind of life can stand firm.
是有价值的。
It is meaningful.
我们在低头祈祷。
Shall we bow for prayer?
祝福我们在你的仆人约书亚的面前，我们要俯伏敬拜。我们愿意和你的仆人一样对你说：“我主有什么话吩咐仆人？”我们愿意听从你的命令。我们看见了我们的主耶稣在我们面前所做的榜样，心中经过了极大的挣扎，但是最后说：“主啊，不要按着我的意思。”只要按着你的意思。亲爱的主，今天我们也愿意像你一样对父说，不是按着我的意思，只要按着你的意思。
大家都低头祷告的时候。
Well, we still bow for prayer.
今天我们听到了约书亚给我们的见证。
Today we've heard the testimony of Joshua before us.
看见了主耶稣给我们的榜样。
And see the example of Jesus.
我们知道了跟随主的意义。
And we know the meaning of following Jesus.
我们知道了这条路不是一个容易走的道路。
And we know that this way is not an easy path.
可能前面有代价。
Maybe there's a price to pay ahead.
有牺牲。
Suffering.
有痛苦。
And sacrifice.
主，但是我们知道你在我们身上有一个美意。
But Lord, we know that you have a meaning in our life.
愿意你的旨意成就在我们当中。
May your will be complete among us.
无论这条路多么困难。
Does not matter how difficult this path is.
我不要找理由来拒绝。
I'm not finding reasons to disobey.
我愿意完全顺服在你面前。
I'm willing to submit completely to you.
从此以后。
From now on.
无论主叫我做什么。
Doesn't matter what the Lord wants me to do.
无论主叫我走什么道路。
Doesn't matter which path he wants me to tread.
我愿意完全顺服。
I'm willing to obey completely.
如果你有这样完全顺服的心。
If you have this kind of complete obedience.
请你静静地把手举起来。
Please raise up your hand softly.
我们为你祷告。
We shall pray for you.
感谢主。感谢主。举过请放下。
Thank you, Lord.
知道我们的软弱，我们知道我们不配，但是我们知道是你要借着我们做你的工作。现在站在你面前这些弟兄姊妹，他们愿意在你的面前完全顺服在你的手里面。主，我们知道我们走这样的道路前面可能有试炼，可能有痛苦，可能有牺牲，但是我们也知道这个是你所喜悦的，所以我们现在愿意不顾一切顺服在你的面前。他们现在这样的奉献自己，主，我们求你悦纳他们的奉献，叫他们今天把自己奉献在主的手里边，永远也不收回。我们知道他们今天做了这样的决定，撒旦可能不会放过他们，将来他们心里面可能有怀疑，或者在选择道路上面有试探，有引诱，或者有各方面的逼迫或者拦阻。主，我们求你保守他们在你面前奉献的心，叫他们今天这样的奉献永远也不改变，直到见主面的日子。主，我们想到在今天你给我们在这里有这么样丰富的福气，丰富的享受，美好的机会领受你的话，我们知道你有一个美意在我们身上，求你将你的美意向我们的心里面显明。如果你今天在这个时代要借着我们做什么，我们愿意向你的仆人说，主，请说，仆人静听，我们愿意你的旨意成就在我们身上。我们今天一同将我们在这里的每一位站在你面前的都交在你的手里边，但愿在今天、明年这个时候、十年、二十年，直到见主面的日子，我们能够一同忠心在你面前生活、工作，得你的喜悦。我们这样同心祷告，是奉主耶稣的名。在大家坐下以前
，Before we all sit down，
我愿意请大家不必坐下。
I don't want you to sit down yet.
请，我愿意讲一两句话。
I want to say a few words.
我愿意请各教会的牧师或者传道人能够多少知道我们哪些个人有这样奉献的心。
I would like the pastors or ministers in the churches to know who among us have this kind of a willingness.
我们可以能够将来彼此更有帮助。
So that we can help each other more in the future.
如果要是可能
，if possible，
我也盼望每一个教会里边如此决心顺服的人能够在一起有机会有交通。
And I wish that people who are in the same churches that have the same mind can gather together to have fellowship together.
所以那么样呢，可以大家彼此鼓励。
In that way, you can encourage each other.
如果遇到有什么困难的时候，彼此可以得帮助。
So that when you face difficulties, you can help each other out.
愿神赐福你们。
May the Lord bless you.
虽然我不知道你们每一位的名字。
Even though I do not know all your names.
但是我会继续的为大家祷告。
But I shall continue to pray for all of you.
请坐。
Please be seated.